All right, so the Gemara has two cases, right? So, al basaro. Okay, or his hand is in the bathroom. Okay, go ahead.
Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi.
Yada the Pasha.
Right, because otherwise he's going to be in front of the Beis HaKiseh, which is a separate problem. Saying over here, it's just isolating the hand. The hand, his hand is in the Beis HaKiseh. All right. Now, I mean, what's funny with the whole sugya? I mean, it starts off in the Mishnah, right? With the problem of tzoa. Right. That was at the end of the Mishnah that we were doing. The end of the Mishnah from the sugya of the Mayim Shosim Birkov. Right on. Now it's not going. Oh, the speaker's on. On what? On Chav Beis on Beis. Right? It says, V'kama yarchuk mehenu min hatzoa, dalet amos. But it's funny, the Gemara never really clearly says what the problem is of the tzoa. Just takes everything for granted, right? The Mishnah, Hayomi b'tzfil of roa tzoa, kinegda mahalik lefonav, adchi zirkenu l'achorov, adchi kizmen l'achorov, dalet amos. Adchi zirkenu l'achorov, dalet amos. Right, but what is the problem of the tzoa? What is the problem? So the Gemara really mentions it later. Right, a little further down, it mentions it. What's the problem? Even the Rambam, right? In the Rambam, he doesn't quote. He just says, "Can't read Kriya Shema for the tzoa." Doesn't say, you know, Shanem or anything. But the Gemara seems to say it's because of V'hoyim Machanecha Kadosh. Right? That the Machane, the area you're in, has to be Kadosh. That's why they have to go outside the Machane to relieve themselves. Right? Correct? Okay. Good. So what's the case again? There's tzoa on your skin. Or what? Well, your hand is in the Beis HaKiseh. So Rav Chista says it's also likos kriyishma. Rav Huna says it's mutter. Rav Chista says it's also. Go ahead.
I'm a rabbi, my time at Arjuna, the seed fallen shamat halakha. Rashi, fallen shamat, hater da chotem di klaw and kiro, below sharibari.
So, kolan shamat halakha means what? It means the peh and the chotem. The mouth and the nose are included in the hilul, but not the rest of the body, not the other limbs. Okay, Rav Chista.
Rav Chista Amar Asher LeKrishma My Tana Rav Chista Yisid Kol Atzmosai Atzmosai Tamar Nach Hashem
Kol Atzmosai Tamar Nach. Yeah, what does that mean? Kol Atzmosai. Every part of him. Right, every part of him. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very cryptic Gemara here. What are they arguing about? What's involved in... I mean, they're two psukim. They're two psukim. Each one does know by the other pasuk. And what about the fact that there's tzoa on his body? Why isn't he just like he's in front of tzoa? Right? Yeah, so the Ron goes into these questions, correct? Let's take a look at the Ron. Yeah. All right, so we're in the riff. So the correct girsa in the Rabbeinu Yonah is like the Bach says. It matzo al basaro o yodav beveis hakiseh. And then again, achi isa girsa basarim. What is it? Sifrei Gemara Mediyakim. Vachi Virushot Soa Shel Medes Bivisaro Tachas Begado. So first of all, he says that it's not apparent. That Soa is not apparent. It's covered. Al Bisaro means under your clothing. Right? So you can't see it. Oh, Shehoyu Yodov. Now the Bach changed this again. Bives Hakise, meaning to say that you stuck your hand through a hole in the wall into the bathroom. Right? And what does he mean below Nicham Sham? Elatuyim Ba'omdim. It means you're not touching anything. Right? You're not touching any. It's a different case. Apparently, if you would touch something, then it would be Mitu Nefes.
It's open.
What's that?
It's not covered.
It could be a Mitu Nefes.
Right. He's saying it's not a Mitu Nefes and Beis Hakise. If you stuck your hand in the bathroom and you touch something, apparently that would be Mitu Nefes and Beis Hakise. Right? That'd be a different case. That would be more like the Tzoa, Al Basaro. It would be like Tzoa Al Basaro. I guess that's what he's trying to say. He's saying this is even. What? He's saying it's not Munachas.
So, I don't know. So, how is that Mitu Nefes if he just has.
It's not. That's why he changes the girsa.
Yes.
Osha Haya Yodav Beis Hakise.
When he's talking about the hand hanging in the Beis Hakise, which that would.
That's Yodav Beis Hakise. You know how I know that? Because he hasn't mentioned Mitu Nefes and Beis Hakise yet. You know how I know that? Because the Bach takes those words out. Historically speaking, you with me now? Right? I know it's confusing, but right, that's the way the Bach is, that's the way the Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to read it that way. That he's assuming the case, he's reading the Girsa like our Girsa. Right?
Yes, Yodav
the Beis Hakise. But he says it's not Munah. I don't see anything wrong. Velo hi nicham sham, elek tluyim v'omdim.
Saying that case that he's explaining about tluyim, which Girsa is he explaining at that point?
The Beis Hakise.
That's its own case?
Yeah, what do you mean it's its own case?
There were two cases.
Soa al Basaro is one case.
Right.
And then there's the bathroom case. Now the bathroom case is one of two girsas. Either it's a girsa of Mitu Nefes, Mi Beis Hakise.
Yeah.
Or it's just Bives Hakise.
Oh, I thought the other girsa was Minachas.
What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says Minachas?
No. Our Gemara says Minachas.
Right.
Right.
Rashi says Yoda Bives Hakise. It's interesting. Now Rashi says Bives Hakise. But he's saying you didn't put it on anything. That's what he means to say.
Rashi doesn't say
Munach anywhere. His gear so doesn't have Munach, at least in the Divrei Rashi.
Yeah, but he says there's a machitza.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't talk about touching anything.
Right.
Just it's in there. Okay.
I don't understand how, if there's a case of Tzoa al Basaro, what's this case?
A bathroom is like is also like Tzoa. Even if there's no Tzoa there, a bathroom is like Tzoa.
And even though you're not touching
anything, right. Well, if you were in there, you couldn't say Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
Oh. If it was your head was sticking into the bathroom, you wouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema. So it's the same kind of a thing. There are two cases where they're. Where part of your body is exposed to something that will prevent you from saying Kriya Shema, either the Tzoa itself or the Makom Tzoa. Okay, go ahead. Alright, so the first case is he's saying, right, that it's Tachas Begadov, and then the second case is Ve'ein Reach Ro Magia Elav Klal. Right? So it's isolated from the other problems. It's not like the case in the later on or in the Mishnah that you're Kineged Tzoa. It's not like you're being mispalel Kineged Tzoa. Kineged Tzoa means it's in front of you, you see it. So it's not a case of Kineged Tzoa. That everybody agrees. That's like Johnny said, that everybody agrees you have to be Marchik, Dalet Amos from those types of things. And it's not Reach, which is the next case. Right? So it's just isolated. It's just that it's on your body or your arm is in the makom of the is in the basic kisa. Go, but there's no other problems. So you're not kineged it and because it's a mechitza or it's under your clothing. And there's no reach ro. Go ahead.
Rav Huna Amar.
Yeah. So he makes Rav Huna, he's saying Rav Huna's learning is just like a case of tzoa on the ground, basically, right? Just like a case of tzoa on the ground. You know what? That just like by tzoa on the ground, if I cover it up and I don't smell it, so then I'm allowed to say Kriya Shema over there. So too here. So too here. Even though it's on my skin, but it's mechusa. It's mechusa, and I can't. It's just like tzoa acheres. It's just like another case of tzoa. That if it's mechusa, then it's mutter. So too here, it's mechusa. Aye, but what does it have to do with kol neshama talukah? Right? Mm-hmm. What does it do with that idea? Go ahead. Let's just finish up the case. Ve'ein amri echo sa klal. Oh, kishu yadu v'vezu kise. Kevin she'ein magia eilav reach wa klal mutter. Same thing. There's no reach. Ve'lo an rinan.
Ve'lo an rinan. Ina gilmet sora she omeres v'nsara lo v'nsara da alma. Ve'lo chashina ma'afi. Ve'lo da'nina gufo elah t'ma'afam echad.
Okay, I think that's a Gersa problem, no? I think that's a Gersa problem. Right, you guys. Acher,
yeah.
Right, you guys have that in your newer ones. Kimakom acher. What do you have? Nobody changes it. I mean, you can go with echad, but acher makes a lot more sense. Acher makes a lot more sense, just with the flow of the thing. Right, because his whole thing is comparing the tzoa on the guf to tzoa acher.
Who changes it?
I don't know. Well, whatever it is, the svar is going to be the same, but acher just makes it a little easier. It makes more sense with the svar. Unless you have a totally different svar, then acher b'echad makes more sense. Alright, we have a lot of possibilities. Go ahead, anyway. Yeah, so what's the, you have to link this up. So what does that mean? What's the idea here? Below dainan gufa ela kemakom echad. That makes no sense. What does it mean, kemakom echad? The guf is like one place?
Yeah, if any part of that place is like deemed not
right. For Kriyashma. But this is the sheet that says you can say Kriyashma, even though it's on your basa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If a load the minon.
Ella.
Oh.
He's on board. I lost the place. Right, the load the minon gufo, Ella kimakom echad. Because didn't he say acher before on something else? He says, right, the chiechi the tzoa acheras. Right, imchasoso bikui. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so what's the svar here? Right. Ain't no dom v'lo amrinon. Ain't no dom at soa show medes bivsaro that soa da alma. Don't say that soa on his body is different. Is not like soa in general. V'lo chashin lachi. We don't care about this. Why? Because the goof is one place. That doesn't make any sense. Does that make any sense? Huh? Sometimes when you say things don't make sense over and over again, it starts making sense. I can't say it again. Right? No, that's where Kol HaNeshama comes in. Kol HaNeshama is telling you that what? I don't know if he's learning like Rashi. Doesn't sound like he's learning like Rashi over here. He's telling you, Kol HaNeshama is telling you what?
Body doesn't matter.
Yeah. Where is the Hilul coming from? Where is the Tehillah coming from? From the Neshama. Right? So, what is the Guf? The Guf is just a Makom. Just a Makom where the Tehillah, it's just a Makom that the Nefesh is in. So it's no different than any other din makom. That's Rav Huna's svar. Rav Huna's svar is that the maisa, that the act of giving of halel, is in a mokom kadosh, right? V'hoyah machanecha kadosh. So the mokom has to be kadosh. But he's saying, since he's learning kol haneshama, that it's just the neshama that's really osek in the tehillah, the neshama is the one that's osek. So what is the mok? What is the guf? The guf is just like the mokom. It's just like the floor. It's just part of the surroundings that the mahalel is in. So it just has all the same dinim as the mokom, as the ground itself. This tzoeh, as long as it's mechusa and there's no reach, so your mahalel mitoch a mokom et kadosh, right? That's his svara. It's a philosophical. he has a philosophical fact, but once you get past that philosophical fact, then halacha takes over. So you have to define the mahalel. You have to define who's involved in the You have to define the actor and the place and the environment. Right? Is the guf part of the actor, or is the guf part of the mokum of the actor? So he's saying, call neshama talaka. The neshama is the mahalel, and what's the guf? It's just the vessel. Mars, good.
So if he's in the bathroom, he's not allowed to read.
Because his neshama is in the bad mokum.
Right, but he never says that the psul is in the gavra. It's always located in whatever the mokum that he's in.
Right. I mean, unless you really corrupt your nefesh somehow. Yeah. And Rav Chista argues on this. He says no. He says that what? That even though if the tzoa were in another place, even though if it was tzoa acheres and it was covered, it'd be mutter. But this that's on your basar, even though it's covered, is also. And so too with your hand, if it's in the Beis HaKiseh, it's in the mokom, it's not roi l'tefila, it's asur. Why should tzarech shiyah guf kulo naki? V'sheyamod kulo b'mokom naki. V'achsev kol atzmo saito marna Hashem yichamok. So it's what? Mind-body... right, thank you. The mind-body machlokas. But there are two psukim. There are two psukim. The question is really on the pasuk kol atzmosa, right? Kol neshama talako makes sense because that's the source. The source is from the neshama. The neshama is the part that recognizes the idea and recognizes the mess and causes you to express it, right? What's kol atzmosa? Kol atzmosa tomarna Hashem yichamok. I mean, do your bones say things? Do your bones speak? I mean, the Rambam terms like Hashemayim sapkin kvod kel. Right? I mean, so Rambam interprets those to mean that you can learn from the Shemayim, not that they actually speak it, right? But they communicate it through their study. You can communicate the idea through the study of them. You come to these ideas. Bringing in the body too. It's true in the body too, but that's not how he's taking this pasuk. That's not how he's using this pasuk, at least over here. Yeah, you do. Okay, I want to think about Rafuna and Chris a little bit more. But there's another way of learning the whole machlokas. Let's just get the facts out, and then we can think about other things a little bit for tomorrow. This is a strange shita. That what? It means like this. That they're arguing on a very specific case, right? You get this? Did you guys get this? Got through this part? Mm-hmm. It's what's the case? It's tzoeh that is on your skin in a place that it would be covered by itself, even if you had no clothing on. So, like in a fold in your armpit or whatever. Kigon bein atzile yodav. Yeah, that's your elbow, no? So, what does that mean? Mean with your arms folded? Or does it mean on the side of your body? And so I wasn't sure. Does it mean like when your arms are down, like the inside of your arm? It'd be strange to say it's the fold of your elbow. I mean, that's not a normal example. to give of somebody who's so in a place that's
I'm
normal.
Standing like this.
I mean, yeah, if I'm standing on my head, it's on top of my head. So, but he means covered by the. He means covered. He also means covered by the body, right? Is that what he means? No, I'm saying standing on your head wouldn't be good. But what's that? That's too easy. He means even a place that norm that I don't know. Anyway, the description is clear. It's a place.
It means.
Go ahead. Ela b'makom acher. So what's the case? The plugs of Chista is lo havi ela b'tzoa shemens b'isaro. Yeah. But if it was in another place, shenira miyad, ein kisa yamalvish moil. Yeah, the Gevir Kol also? Yeah. So what is the... let's just define the facts clearly. That Rafuna holds... So we're talking about a case... You know, it's the fact that you're... That's the first thing that's strange. The fact that the guf is... that the tzowa is covered and has no reach... that alone is not enough for Rav Huna to say it's mutter. So really, in the second way of looking at things, they're both sort of going with the Rav Chista side, right? In a certain sense, they're both going with the Rav Chista side. That's what's strange. It's a strange combination, right? So on your body. What's the problem like this? If it's like Rav Chista, so the fact that it's on your body should be the end of the story. What's this strange combination? On your body in a place that were you unclothed, it would be seen. That's the Divrei HaKol case. Right? That's the Divrei HaKol case. If the tzoa is on your body in a place that it would be seen, were you naked, then everybody agrees you can't daven. What kind of a definition is that? What kind of a thing is that? I mean, either you say you need a guf nafi, right? And then anywhere on your body should be a problem, or you say it's a problem of being in this environment when you're mispalel, and your guf is like part of your environment. What's this concept of the guf covering it up? All right, let's think about that. Let's think about that. You could say, of course, that Rav Chista is really just the same as, right? You really only need a svar for Rav Huna, because Rav Chista says it doesn't matter where it is, right? And also the question is, what does this way of learning have to do with the psukim of Kol Neshama, right? Okay, so we'll see if we can refine, if we can get any deeper into Rav Chista and Rav Huna according to the first way, and see if we can define Machlokas according to the second sheet.